Okay. As hilarious as this has been, I think you've misunderstood what's happening here. Usually I try to be more subtle than this, but I can see I'm just gonna have to say it. I'm not trying to get past you to get to your friend. I'm trying to flirt with you. You look surprised. I've been talking to you for 15 minutes. How bad do you think I am at this? Anyways, I can talk to her whenever I want. You're the one who only comes out on special occasions. I am not settling. If I wanted your little friend, I'd have her over my knee before last call. The way you bite your lip when I say something just a little terrible. It makes me wonder just how terrible I could be before you stopped looking at me with those big round eyes. I think you don't mind if I get a little rough, do you? No. No, you don't mind at all.
Does it make you hungry? Does it make you want something awful?
I could be awful to you, if you want it. Weren't you walking away?
I could hurt you.
I just saw you, and you're looking at me like I'm gonna put a communion wafer on your tongue. Do you believe me yet? I don't want your friend.
I want the girl who's so desperate to be dominated, she's swaying in her shoes. Just from a few nasty words.
Me? Oh. I've thought you were cute for a while. I saw you around with her, but I never thought you were, for someone like me. Until last week. Yeah. You remember. I was tired and I slipped up, mentioning putting someone over my knee. Played it off as a joke, but you... You stared at me like I was your hope of heaven. And when I caught your eye, you went so red. Bit your lip. You couldn't look at me. It made me wonder if you were made for someone like me after all. Was I wrong? Are you just shaking your head instead of answering me because you can't trust your voice? Ah, man. After that day, I was insatiably curious. I kept remembering your face, your adorable reaction. Were you curious too?
Did you go back home and tuck your hands between your thighs and wondered if I was really just joking? Did you imagine being in my lap, panties down, ass red?
You don't have to just imagine, you know. Put your drink down before you spill it.
Tell me if you thought about being over my knee.
Don't hunch your shoulders and nod. Look up at me and tell me with your words. That's better.
My, you're really in a bad way already. Has it been too long since someone told you what to do?
You haven't? You haven't what?
No wonder you're looking at me like that. My little deer in the headlights.
No, convincing your ex to spank you does not count. For one thing, you would never need to convince me to hurt you.
I do it whenever I want.
No, I'm moving too fast. This isn't fair of me, is it?
You weren't thinking straight now, and frankly, watching you bite your lip and clench your thighs every time I say something awful.
I'm not thinking very straight either.
Oh, God. I want to run you right over and take everything you're so desperate to give me. Talk to me. Tell me the nasty things you want me to do to you.
Oh, you can look at the floor, cover your face if you have to.
But you do have to tell me. Come on, let's start small. What are you gonna call me when I'm on top of you? Ugh.
Sir? I like that. No, cool yourself off for a bit. Tell me some things you don't want me doing. Tell me your safe word, or make up one now.
Yeah, that's fine. Not my thing either, really.
No, not really in defeat. Keep going, what else?
No deal breakers so far. Anything else?
Okay, well, tell me if you remember something.
Now, any edge cases, things you're not so sure you want, things you may be a little scared of at the moment?
I'll keep that in mind. You look a little less red now. Let's get back to the fun stuff.
Tell me something you do want.
Oh, come on now. Closed mouths don't get fed. You want me to hurt you, you gotta tell me so.
Don't give me a blank check because I'll take it.
Oh yeah, I can pull your hair. I have plenty of things to hurt and restrain you with.
Oh no, that wasn't disapproval.
I'll enjoy degrading you more than I can properly express.
What's that? Train your throat. Cute.
Too shy to say fuck my face, sweetheart.
You do like that.
Do you want to be called nice names?
You don't. Gut slut.
You don't want to be my princess. You want to be my...
Oh, you're gonna have to say that louder. Or come closer.
And if you come closer, I'm going to touch you.
Might be best not to.
My toy.
Oh, slut. I don't take very good care of my toys.
My toys don't get to decide how they're played with.
Are you sure that's what you want to be?
Not my little sweet pet. My baby girl. Not even my submissive?
Toys don't get respect. Toys don't make choices. Toys aren't people.
That's what you want? You want your body to be a thing I use to entertain myself?
Ooh. Be careful, slut, because I won't be. I'm losing interest in protecting your safety, and you clearly aren't capable of doing it yourself. Fuck. I am not a good enough person to keep trying to convince you don't want me to take you and make you cry.
Good-looking woman looking at me with eyes so big. Voice breaking. Telling me how much she wants me to grind her under my fucking heel. You can't, or you would have run screaming by now.
No. Okay. Before I completely lose my head, tell your friend you'll call her in 2 hours, and if you don't, to call the cops.
No, correct on all counts. I was not planning on asking if you wanted to come home with me. I'm pretty sure you've been mine for the taking ever since I told you I was willing to hurt you, but go on. Call my bluff. Go home alone tonight and pull your own hair. Fuck your own throat.
No, you don't want that.
I didn't think so. You want to walk into a bear trap with your eyes wide open.
Go tell her. Try not to stutter too much.